25-1 right here in U105. Have you got any ailments at the minute? Something that we could maybe help you with today? You never know. Jan de Vries could have you dancing in the moonlight. You never know. Jan, lovely to see you.
Thanks good to see you.
In. Are you in good form?
Sun is shining.
I know. It always puts us all in good form once the sun comes out.
Absolutely great, and we need it.
I'm looking ahead at the forecast. I think it's going to be good from tomorrow onwards for a couple of days. Anyway.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. We've got loads of queries here for you already, Jan, so we'll get stuck into them. Julie, first of all, is asking about dark circles. She says, I can't get rid of dark circles under my eyes, even though I sleep the clock around. I hear about that a lot, people who spend a lot of time sleeping but still can't get rid of these dark circles.
It's actually very good because the skin and the expressions, especially in your face, tells very often what is happens inside. Mm-hmm. I do a form which I learned in China called Chinese facial diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So I take a lot of diagnosis from what I see in the face.
Right.
Now this is a typical one that usually shows it's kidneys what needs cleaning. Liver and kidneys are filters. And it needs the filtering sometimes, just like the filter on the tap. It needs cleaning up. So once you clean that up, your dark circles go away. A lot of people who get these dark circles, either they don't get enough sleep, or they're tired, or they have too many festivities, or whatever. But usually, when you start clearing the kidneys, the dark circles will disappear. You can do that with a very good remedy, which is called Solidago.
Hang on, did I write it down? Because this is going on my Facebook page later. Dark circles.
Solidago.
Spell that for me.
S-O-L-I-D-A-G-O. Solidago.
Solidago. And how do you take that?
Twice a day, 15 drops in half a cup of water. And that will help terrifically for dark circles under the eyes.
And what does that do? Is that sort of cleanse the liver?
Cleanses the kidneys.
The kidneys, sorry.
Okay. So liver cleanser, which is also very important, because the liver is another important filter, filters in 24 hours, 1,200 pints of blood. It's a terrific laboratory, one of the finest laboratories there is. That needs filtering too. Sometimes you do that with milk thistle.
Milk thistle, okay.
And especially people who either drink too much or smoke too much or have too much fat, eat very much animal fat too much, it's very good to do a good liver cleanse sometimes.
With milk thistle.
A milk thistle.
Okay.
Twice a day, 15 drops after meals will clear that all beautifully.
Okay. So there you go, Julie. Does any of that ring a bell for you? Maybe too much fat in your diet, maybe you smoke a lot, maybe you drink a lot, maybe you do all of the above. But there you go, a couple of ways you can maybe cleanse your liver and your kidneys as well. So, do you know if there's a cure for blushing? Have you ever heard of that one?
Yeah, blushing is, funny enough, I once did a TV program on that one. And it was amazing the amount of questions came in. Didn't know that there were so many people had the problem. Lots of people phoned in and called in. Going into receptions or going to unexpected and blush.
Yeah.
And they feel very embarrassed about it.
And your face goes bright red for no reason at all, maybe.
Absolutely.
How do you solve that from happening?
Oh, you can easily solve that.
What?
There is a very good remedy called salvia, sage. It's the kitchen herb sage that solves that.
Okay, so how do you take that? What way do you do that?
Twice a day, 15 drops.
Okay. Sage?
Sage, yes.
That's it. 15
There's
drops.
There's a remedy called Menozan, which is basically sage, and that is very, very helpful for that.
Okay, good stuff. There you go. You can try that out and see how you get on. Stephen Belfast says that he had lower right leg broken in three places a year and a half ago. It's still very badly swollen. And what he's asking you, is there anything to do you can take to reduce the swelling?
Absolutely. A very good remedy for Stephen would be urticalcin. U-R-T-I-C-A-L-C-N, urticalcin. It's a homeopathic remedy. Twice a day, 5 little tablets would help him terrifically for that.
Okay, so that's U-R-T-I-C-A-L-C-N.
C-I-N.
C-I-N. Okay, gotcha. All right, so Steve, like I say, I'm going to put these up on my Facebook page later. I have a persistent phlegmy cough. It's worse in the morning. I have been to the docs. I had tests done. No reason for cough. I'm not non-smoker. What would be causing that?
Well, the persistent cough just shows that there is a respiratory problem there, which probably doesn't clear up the tissues. Actually, the finest remedy for that is Echinaforce, Echinacea. Echinaforce from Dr. Vogel. twice a day, 15 to 20 drops, would clear that beautiful and bring all the congestion away, and it will be a very good protection that it won't happen again.
Okay, so can you spell Echinophorus for us?
Echinophorus, Echinophorce.
And that's by Dr. Fogel.
Okay. That's it.
All right, good stuff. Now, a question. Our son has been diagnosed with chronic regional pain syndrome in his foot. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
After a large post fell on it 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to physio two times a week and regular Calpol and Ibuprofen, but doesn't seem to be getting any better. Is there anything else we can do? Still using his crutches. Kathy's asking that.
The only remedy that will help him is an homeopathic remedy called Vitodolor. Okay. P-H-Y, mm-hmm. P-H-Y-T-O, mm-hmm. D-O-L-O-R. Twice a day, 15 drops. Mm-hmm. He could have some electroacupuncture.
Mm-hmm. To help there as well.
I usually do that, an electroacupuncture, all that, to clear that up, yes.
Okay, Kathy, a couple of options there for you. I hope you'll be okay. Is there anything to cure gallstones? Is there any foods that I should avoid? John's asking that.
Well, John should be very careful with fatty foods. Mm-hmm. Be very careful with that. If he wants to gently get rid of the gallstones, he takes every day a salad, mm-hmm. every day a salad, but the secret of that is that he has to put plenty olive oil and lemon juice in it, as much as he can take.
Okay.
A dressing of plenty olive oil and lemon juice, because taking that every day, the gallstones will pulverize.
Right.
There is a way to do it more aggressively, but you have to be very careful, and it has to be on the guidance. So safely, he can do the olive oil lemon juice mm-hmm. with a salad every day, which will help a lot.
There you go. It's going to pulverize the gallstones. That'll pulverize the gallstones.
Yeah, pulverize the stones, yeah.
Okay.
But let him be very careful with fatty foods.
Okay. All right, we're going to come back in a couple of minutes because there's a load of queries I need to get through. Jan de Vries is with us, and we'll give you all his details as well in just a couple of minutes. Wait. Jan de Vries is with us at the minute, and we're going to hold on to him for a wee while longer because you have so many queries coming in here. It's our live, on the air, in our bistro clinic. Jan de Vries, I've got a couple of queries here for you. MS, somebody's just come in and said, I'm killed with pain. I fell and broke my hip. Not sure if it's because of the pin in my hip, but I get 5 hours sleep a night, can't walk, have terrible shaking hands and legs. What can I do? Can you help?
Yeah, an excellent remedy, as we've mentioned it before, is joint and muscle complex. Twice a day, 2 capsules will be of super help for him.
Joint muscle complex.
Joint
okay, so there's something
complex.
You got to take. How often?
Twice a day, 2 capsules.
2 capsules.
It works fairly quickly.
Excellent. Now, my wife has very bad sinus. Is there anything that you could recommend to help her?
Well, sinusitis.
Sorry, is it sinus or is
there
it?
Sinus, yes.
Sinus it is, yeah.
Sinusitis and rhinitis, both are problems that can be helped on diet, on dietary management. Mm-hmm. Cut out milk, cheese, salt as much as you can. Take plenty honey, mm-hmm. and there is a very good remedy called Lufa Complex, which is brilliant.
Lufa Complex, okay,
yeah.
It's L-U-F-F-A Complex. Okay, good stuff. Now, Wee Ray, and she says that she's in pain with tennis elbow, can't take anti-inflammatory tabs due to diabetes. What can you suggest?
Right. Well, tennis elbows and golf elbows both are usually quickly solved with a very small adjustment. Mm-hmm. I do a special treatment I learned in America. So I usually, I'm working here in Belfast at Freemar, mm-hmm. do these adjustments. But if people don't want that, then they sometimes can also be helped with twice a day a tablet of zinc, 15 milligram.
Okay, twice a day. All right, Ray, hopefully that helps you out. You can try it out and see how you get on, and then maybe look at the alternative therapy. Carolyn, what about brittle nails? Can Jan help with that?
Brittle nails can be very quickly helped with urticalcin.
Okay.
I've mentioned it before, urticalcin. And twice a day, 5 little tablets, is a homeopathic calcium solution product.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant for brittle nails. Actually, you get very nice nails on it.
Oh, very good. Yeah. There you go. You can try that. Jim, talking about nails, there's somebody with an ingrown toenail. Jim O'Neill says ingrown toenail keeps coming back every 2 weeks. What can I do to keep this from happening?
Well, that is indeed a problem, and it can be almighty sore.
Mm-hmm.
Very sure. He has to see a good podiatrist or chiropodist, But to prevent it, that happens, is there is a remedy called Edelnylkir.
Oh, right. Spell that.
Edel. E-D-E-L. Mm-hmm. Nylkir. Brush that on every night and that will prevent him.
Do you hear that, Jim? E-D-E-L. Edelnylkir.
Edelnylkir.
Paint that on.
It's very good, yeah.
That's great. Good stuff. Now, what about this one? This is Margaret was saying that she's been using castor oil for skin tags.
That's
she's got
good,
skin
yeah.
tags on her neck. She says, I've been using it for a week now. It does not seem to be working. Can you ask Janice or anything else?
Well, it wouldn't work within a week. It will take a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Skin tags are quite persistent. I would rather say she might need to do it for a month.
Okay.
But to clear it quickly, what is very good is chamomile cream. Mm-hmm. Chamomile cream.
Chamomile, try that then.
Chamomile cream.
Okay, Margaret, hopefully that will help. And
that
finally,
should help, yeah.
I've one more question that just came in here from Irene. She says, what's the suggestion for helping severe depression?
Well, depression, it depends what it is. It can be manic depression, it can be anxieties, it can be anything. Depressions are probably more an individual sort of case for what is best. But generally, it's always good for a lift up. Mm-hmm. For a lift up, there's a remedy called Eleutherococcus. It's a long name.
Oh my goodness, you're going to have to spell that one. Go on.
E-L-E. U.
U.
T-H-O.
T-H-O.
C-O.
C-O.
Double C-O-S.
Double C-O-S.
That gives a good uplift.
That's E-L-E-U-T-H-O-C-O-C-C-O-S.
Eleutherococcus. That is quite
good. I won't even try and pronounce
and
that
another,
one.
Another thing is, of course, that with any depression for a lift up, it's quite good to take some amino acids.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But as I said, it's a very individual thing because it depends if it's just depression or manic depression or it could be anxieties, it could be anything.
Okay, so yeah, and we have to leave it there. There are people coming in with all sorts.
My book, Emotional Healing, is very helpful with people who have depression.
Okay, Emotional Healing. Irene, you may want to pick that up at the library. Let me see now. There's so many that we're not going to get through them. We are out of time, but there are people coming in with problems with diabetes, problem with restless legs, problems with sore backs. There's loads of stuff there, but unfortunately we have to leave it. But I'm going to direct the people to you.
Yeah.
Jan, if you can give me your website address. Let me see, I have it here. It is Jan at, it's J-A-N by the way, I know people get that wrong sometimes. J-A-N at framearhealth.com. That's F-R-A-M-A-R health, all one word, .com. Lovely to talk to you, Jan. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you for having me.
See you next time. Thank you.